If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or in Clomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or in Clomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or in Clomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, oh yeah, by the way, this is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Sometimes I go right into a news clip. Sometimes I give out the contact info to begin the show. But we'll do all that later. I'm going to begin with something different today. All right, enough of that. Ben Simmons, point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers. If you guys are not aware of the Philadelphia 76ers or watch the National Basketball Association, the sport that goes on the hardwood court, if you're not up to date with it, I'm going to teach you right now. So the Philadelphia 76ers are an okay franchise. They've never gone over the top and they have not won in years. But they're a good franchise, and Philly cares about their sports team. And they drafted Ben Simmons, who, because he was 6'10", everybody goes, oh, he's going to be the next LeBron. Oh, he's going to be that. And the guy is the biggest wuss when it comes to being there when is with his team, when it matters. The guy does not score points and doesn't do anything that he's asked of being done when he's making hundreds of millions. He's too busy banging side chicks and banging Kardashians and going to parties. So that's the Ryan Hoppy recap of Ben Simmons and why Philadelphia is mad at him, because he choked in the playoffs. Well, there's some breaking news that is coming from ESPN. So, yeah, 6 months ago, everybody wanted him out of Philly. 6 months later, it's the same thing. And this is the quote from ESPN today. Unraveling confidence in a pivotal meeting at Rich Paul's house, which is his agent and the person banging Adele. Ramona Shelbourne tells the tale between Ben Simmons' deteriorating relationship with the Sixers. So that's the description of the picture. And here is the biggest quote that comes from the video I will not play. Ben Simmons' growing pains were too public and consequential. He needs to start over, he said, in a place where he could make mistakes. This right here is the biggest example of the 17th place trophy, participation trophy era. This right here is the biggest example of an entitled millennial. This right, you got the point. How do you think Michael Jordan felt in the 80s? I remember like I was not there. How do you think he felt when he kept losing to the Detroit Pistons and Isaiah Thomas and Bill Laimbeer? He made Michael look like a bitch in the playoffs. But you know what they did? They kept playing and they got better. Think about all the examples over the years. How about Kobe Bryant in 2008? He embarrassed himself and lost to Paul Pierce and the Celtics. And everyone said, oh, he can't do without Shaq. And then he wins two rings. All the great players deal with crap talking. I deal with crap talking. It comes with being in a public spotlight. And Ben Simmons is an entitled little bitch who is just there to bang women, play video games on Twitch, and go to parties, which is fine, but retire. You've made so much money, you can literally just be a model. Don't be in the NBA. You're a waste of everyone's time. You're a waste of everyone's space. You're a waste of your own potential. This whole thing, oh, I can't be on a team where I make public mistakes. Then get a good shooting coach. Get some Zen in you, like Phil Jackson did with the Lakers and Bulls, bringing Zen into the locker room. I could use some Zen. Do something to be good at basketball. This whole, oh, I want to begin in a new city. Oh, yeah. Why keep having growing pains on one of the best teams with Joel Embiid whenever he's not hurt? Why have growing pains in a city like Philadelphia when you can go to Detroit and play for the Pistons? Hell yeah. That's what I don't get here. Is he keeps saying, oh, the growing pains, I want to leave. I'm not getting along with Doc Rivers. I'm not getting along with all these players, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, but you're going to have growing pains and you want to learn how to play basketball on bad teams? It's like he's saying, I want to be on a bad team forever. I don't want to have to try hard and just make my millions and keep banging influencers, keep showing off nice cars, and then doing passive aggressive videos where I'm at the free throw line at some random gym with my friends and I go, working on my jump shot. That's all Ben Simmons does now. He's a waste of everything. He's a waste of everyone's time. He's a waste of this segment. He's a waste of space. He's a waste of air. He's a waste of money. He's a waste of condoms because the women that are with him always ditch him and he always obsesses over them. There's nothing good about Ben Simmons. It's insane. It's out of this world. And it's infuriating too because it's like, get out of the league if you don't want to play then. All I wanted to do growing up was make a basketball team. And maybe I'm just projecting myself onto him, probably. But all I wanted to do was play. Think about all the people that would want to play. All the people playing in the NBA G League, trying to get a roster spot. And you have this little bitch ass going, oh yeah, I want to be traded to a bad team. Because that's what every player dreams of, being traded to bad teams in cities that are really cold. Please, that's what I want. Take me to Detroit. I mean, he's asking to be traded to all these bad teams, and I believe Detroit was an example. So if he really does want to go to Detroit, he's the first professional athlete to ever say, I want to go to Detroit. And he might be the first person ever to say it in general. I want to go to Detroit. I mean, you don't really have a general conversation with people around the water cooler. Hey, what's on your bucket list? I want to go to Detroit. Great city. This next quote from Ramona Shelburne, who did a piece on, maybe had some, of Ben Simmons. Don't you love, before I get to this quote, because I said piece, so it's a double entendre, so I'm going to go into that. I love seeing the professional athletes hit on the beautiful reporters, because the best part about it is you know they're banging. Every single time you look at them and you go, oh my God, like Rachel Nichols and Jimmy Butler in the quarantine. Oh, he was getting it. And so was she. So the quote about Ben Simmons goes like this. Are you ready? Because I don't even know if I'm ready to read this, man. This is despicable. Oh, but he was going to lead us to the promised land. I'm almost glad this is happening in Philadelphia, despicable city. Ripping on Philadelphia for being a despicable city is probably the most hack joke ever because we know the city sucks. And the quote right here is, I don't know if he can face the team or the fans after everything that happened last year, one close source to the situation said. So you're pretty much saying he can't handle pressure, he's not a good basketball player, and he's not very likable, and he's not getting along with any of his teammates, and he can't deal with pressure. Oh, man. And now he's his agent is Rich Paul, the guy who's banging Adele. She's banging him, too. And I can imagine they're having a fancy dinner at Rich Paul's nice mansion. And Adele, I'm not saying because she's a woman that she's cooking a dinner. I just imagine this nice, I just got to be careful, cancel culture. I just imagine this nice kitchen and she's like cooking a nice meal. And Rich Paul and Ben Simmons are sitting at the table overlooking like Hollywood. And he's like, man, I just want to play somewhere where I don't have to try. And Adele's like, well, didn't you work your whole life to get here? And he goes, yeah, I just want to get some women. And she goes, I get it, man. I get it. I just imagine him saying, where is my life going to be the easiest? I don't see Ben Simmons as a Warrior. I never see her even playing for the Warriors, but also a Warrior in the playoffs. I never see Ben Simmons doing anything. And people keep talking about him. Drives me nuts, man. It's just sad because it's like, it's not really that sad because he's making $200 million and it's not that big of a deal, but it's just sad because it's like, there's so many people that would want to play and then you have this guy and he's like, oh, I don't want to play. But also, I kind of respect him. He's like, oh, I don't want to play. Do I want to go to practice or an STD clinic every Monday? It's your choice, buddy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Devin Prasad, who I worked out with today, and I feel amazing. I feel great. Thank you, Devin. It's at FitzAgeFitness.com. Fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that you living in Tampa Bay is a great choice, but that also means you get to work out with Devin Prasad. If you go there and you tell him that I sent you, he will hook you up with a great deal. But here's the thing. Don't worry. Don't have a panic attack if you're not living in Florida. Although you're kind of missing out. But you can always do virtual workouts. So if you're not in Florida, if you're not in Florida, if you're not in the Wang of America, there's nothing to worry about. You can always work out with Devin, but you gotta make it happen, Captain. All the info is at FitzAgeFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of Kanye West.
No!
Name! Because it's officially dead.
He officially goes by Ye now.
And I feel like that's what they've been calling Kanye for a while. I don't think they go, what's going on, Kanye? How is your day going? I imagine his friends going, what up, Ye?
And he made it official with the courts. Mm-hmm. The guy's name is just Ye. No West, no Amari, no...
I kind of like it, man. I should go by Happy.
Kanye... Yay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, alrighty. We didn't ask for your approval. Oh, inside TMZ reporter here. Are you going to call Kanye by Yay or Kanye? We must know. You're so important.
You're going to go to jail.
I wonder how many of these TMZ employees have banged each other. Because allegedly, I would know somebody that I might or might not live with who maybe interned with Disney, not at all. And she said it's really slutty there. And they all bang each other at Disney, the employers, and the college area. So you got to imagine TMZ, 30-mile zone, they get down. They go crazy. But back to the info here. Kanye West filing to trademark Ye. He is also going to trademark COVID masks that have the word Ye on it. And everybody's out and angry about it. Like, why? Did he take the opportunity for you to trademark some masks? Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for Kanye, you were going to call the trademark office or wherever the hell you go. I should probably trademark some things, too. But you were going to go there and be like, hey, can I trademark Ye? Okay, so if you weren't going to, why is it bothering you? It's just another example. And I'm not the biggest fan of Kanye. I only like the song Off the Grid on Donda. I thought Donda was terrible. It wasn't bad terrible, but it wasn't good terrible. It's better than Drake's crap. But back to my point that I was saying, it's just easy to hate on Kanye. It's low-hanging brow. It's low... that made no sense. It's low-hanging fruit. It's low-brow. It's just an easy thing to say. It's kind of like saying, oh, Kentucky's dumb and Ryan Hoppy's talented. It's just things that are said all the time. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
We're so used to going to these marches. We're so used to going to these gun violence memorials that it's just become a part of our everyday life.
But first, while the candidates who want to become St. Pete's next mayor debate about what's best for the city, community leaders are sounding off about a growing issue, gun violence.
Yeah, things aren't really going great in St. Petersburg. I've had a bunch of my neighbors move out because they couldn't afford the rent. We pay a certain amount, and they were paying a certain amount that was like $300 less. So everybody's paying the certain amount that me and my girlfriend pay now. And it's sad seeing all these nice neighbors moving out. Oh, but thank God, downtown St. Petersburg and Rick Christman. And I'm not getting political here. It's observations from viewing St. Petersburg from living here 6 years. When I first moved here, everybody was like, oh my God, St. Petersburg's up and coming. Oh my God, St. Petersburg's great. And it's up and coming now. But literally, it's beginning to kind of look like the YouTube videos I've seen of Portland or Seattle. There's so many homeless people near Central Avenue. There's so many homeless people near Janice Live. And the cops just accept it. They just allow it. Oh, but people underage drinking or people walking in the road drunk. Oh, let's get them immediately. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but oh, the homeless people making downtown St. Pete look bad. Who cares? Give them a pat on the back. You got a nice little place in front of that Starbucks. And then the other thing with St. Pete, they have all these apartments and all these buildings they're making that nobody's moving into. Maybe take that money and put some money into the bad parts of St. Petersburg. Because when you think of St. Petersburg, you think of sunshine. You think of beaches. You think of hippies. You don't think about shootings. You don't think about violence because that's not really on the tourism video on welcometostpetersburg.com or whatever. We kind of sweep it under the rug that there's a really bad part of St. Pete, and I used to go there when I did pizza delivery. It's very depressing because then it's bad. And I just wish that Rick Christman or some politician, everybody's like, oh, work on this or work on that. What about the bad parts of St. Petersburg? Rick Christman goes around going, he doesn't literally say this, but he carries himself, and every other mayor in Florida tries to do this besides DeSantis, even though he's governor. But what I'm saying is every politician in Florida has this attitude of, and I think it's every politician ever, but it's specifically in Florida. It's this attitude of, I'm here for you, buddy. We're in Florida. This place is crazy. Me, insert politician here, I'm looking out for you. I care about you. I want the best for you. And that's how Rick Christman carried himself. It's like, I'm looking out for St. Pete. I want to make it great by having all these buildings built that no one can afford to move into, but not take care of the bad parts of St. Petersburg. I'm Rick Christman, and I'm like every other politician because I'm a phony, baloney douchebag. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely nuts is the fact that people will go, Ryan, that's every politician ever. No, in Illinois, politicians will literally make taxes 29,000,000% and make you pay this and this, and they got income tax and all this. So it's not like the politicians in Illinois are like, hey, buddy, Wanna be my friend? No, they just screw you. The politicians in Florida pretend to be your friends at rallies, and then they screw you behind your back. Literally, politicians in Illinois go, no, we're just going to screw you. No kissing, no preparation, no foreplay. We're going to screw you.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Wendy Ryan. Jameson is on assignment. New tonight, we're going in-depth on a spike in
homicide. Oh, thank God. Jameson's on an assignment. I was so worried. Where the hell's Jameson? Are you there?
I'm Wendy Ryan. Jameson is on assignment. New tonight, we're going in-depth on a spike in homicides in St. Petersburg.
I heard a gunshot and somebody got murdered literally on the first floor of my apartment. And I was like, eh. That was back in February. That was bizarre. Just a bunch of cops hanging out in my apartment complex. What's new?
A look at this chart. Police say they've seen more homicides this year than in the last 10 years. With the total,
No problem at all. Not like all the attention's going to the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm just kidding. There's no attention going into the Tampa Bay Rays.
Total of 28 killings so far. Mm. And keep in mind, the year is not even over yet.
It is not, Wendy.
This topic came up almost immediately in tonight's mayoral debate, with the election just 2 weeks away now. ABC Action News reporter Rochelle Aline heard from both candidates tonight. Plus, she's hearing from community leaders about what solutions they'd like to see to help end this violence.
And I noticed this a lot in Chicago growing up, watching the WGN news at night and in the morning, and watching ABC 7 and the local news. I think you get the point. I never watched the national news. I was always interested in local news because in Chicago you had elite news anchors. I'm not saying the news anchors in Tampa Bay aren't good, but in Chicago, it's top notch. And a lot of the news would be about crime in a bad part of a suburb in Chicago, or crime in a bad neighborhood in Chicago. And they would always have these community leaders, and sometimes they were preachers at churches or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. They would have them working so hard in the bad part of town to do protests, to get awareness to their neighborhood. Like, they were always working so hard to try to make Chicago better. These people in these groups, in these committees. And I'm being genuine when I say that. I know I can come off like a passive aggressive asshole. Me? Who would have thought? But I'm being sincere when I say there was always leaders who would get a whole block to do a march and to try to get awareness about the ghetto in Chicago. And that's kind of what's happening in this news report. But here's what's depressing about this concept. And hear me out before you get mad. What's depressing is none of the politicians care. To me, I don't see it as them on top of the mountain yelling to nobody, because I'm listening and I think it's pathetic that they're not getting more help to get better roads and better buildings, and we just kind of look past bad neighborhoods and cities. But I'm a good person. I'm empathetic. I care about other people sometimes, maybe, not sure. Politicians, they're thinking about money, 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 money. And that's fine. But it's just sometimes very heartbreaking to see people put so much effort into these committees, and then the politicians won't even give them the time of day unless it's time for a photo op for Instagram during the election.
Violent deaths in St. Pete are on the rise.
Our overall crime, violent crime statistics are down, except for homicide.
I love when they do that passive-aggressive thing, too. The cops always do that. They don't value your life. Not saying all cops don't, but she doesn't even go, we need to fix the problem. She begins by saying, oh, every other crime statistic was down. People shoplifting Mike and Ike's from Dollar Tree, that was down. Forget about the people losing lives that are now decaying in the ground because they're dead, because that's what happens when you die and everyone lives in denial. Forget about that. All the other statistics are down, Karen.
The rise.
Our overall crime, violent crime statistics are down.
Oh, everything else, the violent crime, everything's down. But people actually dying and laying in the ground? Yeah, that's kind of up.
Except for homicide.
The city is sitting at just about...
People getting punched in the face outside of a smoker bar, that's down. Don't worry about that. But people dying and laying in the ground, the worst thing to worry about? Ah, who cares?
30 for the year. They're stats that represent people who have left behind scarred loved ones.
In the past year, I have lost 3 cousins to gun violence, each under the age of 25.
Community advocate Corey Givens Jr. says it's a community trauma that's led to a level of desensitization.
That's the thing, is we're desensitized to violence across the board. Shootings, stabbings, school shootings, Nicholas Cruz not getting the death penalty. We don't know yet, but I don't think he's going to. We're so desensitized to bad news that we don't care anymore. And it's so infuriating.
So used to going to these marches, we're so used to going to these gun violence memorials that it's just become a part of our everyday life.
Yeah.
So what can be done? Well, Givens Jr. says change starts with community buy-in.
The onus is on us to make sure that our children have after-school care activities to go to, something productive to keep their...
And here's the thing, is like, it says here his job description is community advocate, and this is what I'm talking about. This guy is speaking the truth. He's on ABC Action News, speaking amazing, getting the point out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they'll interview somebody, and like, and this goes with anything ever, they don't get the best person on the scene that they could have interviewed, but with an important topic like this, they got a person that knocked it out of the park, killed it, crushed it on TV. Good job. But none of the politicians are going to care. You should literally take this video and grab an iPhone, play it off of the phone, and shove it in Rick Kreisman's face and say, what are you going to do about the city that you claim to care about, bitch?
Time and their hands busy, making sure that there are career and job training programs out there so that folks aren't resorting to...
Yeah, Chris Mice. Yeah, Miceman. Yeah, Rick Kreisman, you bitch.
Crime and violence to make ends meet.
We spoke with a local leader who tells us that one way to stop these memorials from popping up all across the city is to provide people with more opportunities.
Republican mayoral candidate Robert Blackman says,
what are you going to do for us, Robert Blackman, besides have yard signs all over the city on rich people's driveways?
He would beef up policing in the short term to curb violence and focus on the next generation in the long term.
Now work on the present. Who cares about the next generation? Work on the murders and the homicides. What is it always about the future? Because no one wants to address it. Oh, let's worry about the next generation. What? What? What are you talking about? Get out
First
of here.
First and foremost, we need to have youth educational opportunities.
It's a sentiment. He doubled down.
I mean, that's great and all, but what about all your current problems? I am not the completely in touch person with St. Petersburg. I live here, but I know there's a lot of problems here. Yes, it's great to think about the next generation, but why don't we solve the issues the city currently has?
On during a mayoral debate Tuesday night.
That's why I've also pushed for more job programs like after school and summer jobs for our youth, working in our parks, a mentorship program where teens mentor those in middle school.
And that's great. What about the bad neighborhoods? Are you going to help get some rebuilding of houses? That's great that you're doing these mentorship programs. That's great. That's an easy answer. After school programs, all that. That's an amazingly great answer from dodging the question, how are you going to fix the crime? It's great to go, we're going to get kids mentors. That's amazing. That's really great, Robert Blackman. That's an amazing idea. After school programs, never would have thought of that. It's so original. After school programs, no one's ever had one. You're the first one to come up with that, Robert Blackman, because you're such a genius. What's your idea for fixing crime? You're probably not going to address it, bitch.
Schoolers can partner with those in elementary school.
And in a recent campaign promise, Blackman's opponent, Democrat Ken Welch, promised to make St. Pete safer for everyone.
I like this guy.
And Tuesday night, he pushed that promise while also...
Yeah, Robert Blackman's like, bougie, make everything bougie. I'm a proper, privileged, Caucasian piece of garbage who's out of touch and elite. Bougie. After school programs, flashy things. And this guy comes to the plate, and he will swing a grand slam. Because Robert Blackman is a tool.
Also saying he'd start by focusing on the youth.
I want to upgrade our community centers to be empowerment and innovation centers.
Well, he's not exactly addressing it either. I'm just confused. I'm so confused on what the point of politicians are. Like, I know we're never going to get rid of them. I don't even know what defund the police meant. I don't know what any of it means. Everything here sucks. Like, we live in a free country, and that's great. And you look at other issues going on in other countries, and you go, I'm grateful to live here. But it kind of sucks here at the same time. We really don't get any good options for president. You get a narcissistic billionaire versus the dementia patient. And prior to that, you get this woman who really has no talent, who is literally just famous for being Bill Clinton's wife, who didn't get rid of his last name because no one knows what a Rodham is. You have all this issues with bad neighborhoods and cops. You have gas prices going up. You got all these elected officials that literally just put on a smiley face and people pretend to think that they care about us. Like, it's okay if you vote for somebody or you prefer somebody over the other. So if you're a Trumper or you're a Bidener or you're a Robert Blackmaner or whatever, whoever you are interested in and you vote for, that's fine. That's great. That's dandy. I'm glad in your short lifetime you campaigned for somebody who doesn't care about you. That's a good idea. It's okay if you want to vote for somebody. That's the point of this country, I think. Maybe I didn't pay attention in school. But don't ever think that they care about you. All these people go, oh, Biden's going to make it better. He cares about us. That's what the Biden voters said. And in the previous 4 years, all the Trumpers went, oh, yeah, Trump cares about us. And then all the Obama people went, Obama cares about us. And George Bush. And it goes down. It's okay to be a fan of a politician. I don't care. But don't you ever say to yourself, because you're smarter than that. You're listening to this podcast, and this podcast is great. So you have good taste. But don't you ever talk yourself down. Insert happy hour listener here and say to yourself in your head, politicians care about me. Because guess what? We're nothing but a cash grab for them to take out their side chicks while their wives are at home putting the kids to sleep. That's all we're doing. We're paying for the side chick lifestyle of someone who bangs a politician.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. At TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you that that's the place to be, I'm a man of my words. It has a menu where you can cook these amazing recipes with the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company products. If you live in Florida, hell yeah, bro. Good for you. You live in the best place maybe ever. Probably not. And you also can buy Tampa Bay Hot Sauce's products in person. The whole list of all the options of where you can purchase it in person is at TampaBayHotSauce.com. But also, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida. If you don't live in Florida, you can always order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yeah, $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, I'm going to go over each charge with you and ask you how you wish to plead in these matters. Now, if you don't have any questions.
I do not have any questions.
Man, that school shooter, of course he talks like a pussy. Any questions? Yeah, because you're a brain-dead piece of garbage who should be put to death right now.
Now, if you don't have any questions.
I do not have any questions.
All right, to count one of the indictment, murder in the first degree of victim Luke Hoyer. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
To count two of the indictment, murder in the first degree of Martin Duquet and Keanu. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count three of the indictment, murder in the first degree of Gina Mantalto. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count four of the indictment, murder in the first degree of Alexander Schachter. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count five of the information, murder in the first degree of Elena Petty. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count six of the indictment, murder in the first degree of Alyssa Alhadef. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count seven of the indictment, the murder in the first degree of Nicholas Dorette. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count eight, murder in the first degree of Helena Ramsey. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count nine, murder in the first degree of Christopher Hickson. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count 10, murder in the first degree of Carmen Shentrup. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count 11, murder in the first degree of Aaron.
So the reason I played this out is I wanted to give the victims' names out there and not just cut it like I usually do.
First degree of Scott Beagle. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
And it's just infuriating because it's like, why is he alive?
13, murder in the first degree of Meadow.
All these victims.
Guilty.
That he killed.
Count 14.
I get he's alive and I get he's in prison, but he's not dead.
Murder in the first degree of Kara Loughran. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
So they go on to read a few more names. And here, I just felt like giving the names of the victims out there. That was a minute and a half. And I just didn't want to like cut in and out like I usually do. So here is from TMZ. Because there's a whole lot of news coverage and courtroom footage of Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland high school shooter. There's a lot of coverage and a lot of footage on YouTube, and my life's too short to put that much effort into getting audio of a shooter. Because I hate saying his name, but I have to because I work in the media. Well, here's what he said in court. Again, if I worked a little harder, I could probably have gotten the audio, but I didn't really feel like hearing his dumb, mumbly voice. So here's what happened in court. Nicholas Cruz, my message to victim families, sorry and I love you. I'm going to read all of this and then rant about it because there's so much to dissect that I don't want to keep pausing and then you go, wait, what did Happy just say? So once again, I read this correctly. Nicholas Cruz, my message to victims' families, sorry and I love you. He legitimately said, I love you to the families. Why is this piece of garbage even alive? I'm not saying that going through this court process was a waste of time, but now that we found him guilty, there is no reason to even debate if he gets the death penalty. And even if he gets the death penalty, it would probably be after 10 to 15 years in prison. You should load up the electric chair and fry that bitch. Just fry him all day. Enough of him. Yeah? Oh, is it on? Yeah, yeah. Get over here, Nicholas Cruz. Bye. Bye. You see the little fear in his eyes if this happened? We can all dream. Because everybody's protecting him. Oh, he needs a proper... He needs a proper trial. This is America, bitch. We should be able to occasionally just kind of, you know, break the rules. I mean, they let George Floyd go and they let Casey Anthony go. So why not just break some more rules? Nicholas Cruz, the gunman responsible for killing 17 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School just made an impassioned plea to the victims' families. He wants a second chance. Cruz addressed the families from a Florida courtroom Wednesday after changing his plea to guilty. He says he's sorry for what he did and loves them. In the video, Cruz said it's tough living with the consequences and has nightmares and can't live with himself sometimes, but he's trying to keep pushing through. Oh, I'm so worried how Nicholas is doing. Are you doing good, buddy? Fry him. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. KFN. Kentucky Fried Nicholas. Just fry him. Just get rid of him. It says here, it's kind of bizarre. Cruz then goes on a mini rant about people smoking marijuana and doing drugs, which he says is causing racism and violence. Well, he's just saying all these outrageous things because he wants us to talk about him, and he knows that his legacy will live on forever and ever because he was a computer nerd, so he's going to always have the last say. So infuriating. So much about this country is so infuriating. We do it to ourselves. It's like the radio business not building radio talent and then wondering why the streaming numbers are going down. Build talent. Enforce more badass rules in this country. I don't know how that works, and I'm not trying to sound like a simple-minded shock jock, but it's obviously not working if school shootings keep happening. If you were to put him in an electric chair and fry him, maybe some school shooters that are potentially thinking about it would go, well, I don't want to be dead like Nicholas Cruz. But when you keep giving them kind of a slap on the wrist by being alive, the shooters go, what's the point of being on the outside if I can just be protected in jail? It's like giving Derek Chauvin only 15 to 20 years. Like, why not maximum sentence? Things like that. It's just like we do it to ourselves. And I no longer have pride for this country. I like living here. There's a lot of pluses of living in America, but I'm not like, oh, I have so much pride for the country that can give two shits about me by raising gas prices and having Obamacare where corporations have to make people full-time and then give out benefits so that nobody gets any full-time jobs. Oh, I love this country, but I like the freedom. But I'm not complaining. I'm not mad.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Adele and Rich Paul just had a sexy courtside date night.
I bet the whole time Rich Paul is just trying to enjoy Adele, which wouldn't be very hard. And, you know, Ben Simmons kept texting him, and he wanted to ignore Ben. And Adele's like, no, I really like that boy.
We're very lucky.
Yeah.
The two stepped out on Tuesday to watch the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Golden State Warriors.
I wanted to watch that game, but sex is better.
The Staples Center in L.A. The 33-year-old singer looked glam in brown leather pants and a matching top, which she paired with a coordinating Louis Vuitton coat.
I just came up with a song. You ready for it? My life is too short to play a news clip about what Adele and Rich Paul wore to an NBA game, so we'll be right back.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words, at 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Give them a call at 727-821-4097. That's 727-821-4097, AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram. And here's the thing. There's a ton of boxing trainers in the Bay Area that are manly and wear Magnum condoms for no reason and drive Hummers in our douchebags. Amir, though, is a classy gentleman. Amir is the best in the Bay. He will teach you life advice, and he will change you forever. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Like I always say, which I've never said this before, be there or be square.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We got some footage of the VO with Meghan McCain back in the day. There's Joy Behar. There's Whoopi. Get all mad. Who's gonna come out on top? Definitely not Joy Behar. That right there was the most Joy Behar sound ever. I mean, it's not a cat video fighting anymore. Get a cat fight. That was literally Joy Boy. That was literally Joy Behar after every point she's ever made. There you go. It took me 10 times to say it. Jesus Christ, I'm caffeinated. Good point, Joy Behar. You always bring the topical references. And I'm recording in my living room, even though it sounds like a radio show, and my cat just jumped on my lap, wondering where the cats are. So if you're wondering how the hell I'm doing in life, there you go.
Meghan McCain is revealing the moment she knew it was time to leave The View. It was
when she kept having to deal with Joy Behar.
Just her second day back from a three-month maternity leave when she got into an on-air squabble with Joy Behar.
I didn't even really know if it was Joy Behar that made her leave, but I predicted it. Why? Because Joy Behar makes a lot of people leave. Makes her leave the party, makes her leave the aisle that she's in. She seems like she has a presence that's very annoying. Why? Because Joy Behar is annoying.
I'm talking okay, about somebody so much,
yeah.
Joy.
You Traitors.
Missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
I love Meghan trolling her. I like that Meghan McCain. She's got a future in the celebrity business or whatever the hell she's doing.
But I did not.
You miss fighting
I did not
me.
Miss you.
Okay.
No one's missed you either. Oh no, where's Joy Behar? I miss her presence. Please bring her back in the makeup room. I love Joy Behar. Her favorite day is Tuesday.
Somebody answer the question.
Can I weigh in?
Or I'm moving on.
Joy seemed to smell that vulnerability like a shark smells blood in the water, and she took after it. She writes in her new audiobook, Bad Republican, out Thursday.
When we you're a bad Republican. Man, if I was single, I would want you to show me some bad Republican tricks. You know she'd pull out all the tricks. I'd be sitting there like, please don't hurt me. I've been a bad Republican. She's like, so is my dad. And then you're like, why'd you bring up your dad? And you're like, oh no, whip me again. Whip me. Yeah, I just kind of imagine Meghan McCain, when you're in the bedroom with her, having hot sex. I just imagine her taking over and being the dominant one. Oh, I'm sore. Reminds me of the time I got tased and whipped on air by a dominatrix in August 2015 on the Mike Kelta show. And I was also at that time, I had a second job doing pizza delivery. And oh my God, my ass was sore.
Spoke for commercial. I burst into tears. Not just like tearing up, uncontrollable sobbing.
That's not good. I've had that before in the entertainment business. Nothing like going to a job where the corporation doesn't care about you and you really care about the job and you're crying over corporate America. It's the most defeating feeling ever.
McCain said once the show wrapped for the day, she rushed downstairs, closed my door, and threw up in the garbage can.
I've thrown up, when I drank, not over my job, but I'm sorry that happened.
Payne says she came to a realization, this blank isn't worth this. Nothing in life is worth this.
I agree. It's easier said than done, though, when you're a millionaire. So the type of radio that got me into radio was like Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony, Adam Carolla, and a lot of local names in Chicago. Like there's a show called Eddie and Jobo and Man Cow's Morning Madhouse. Literally the most Chicago thing you'll ever hear. A radio host called Man Cow and Eddie and Jobo. Welcome to Chicago. We think we're better than New York for some reason. But I was never really into the right-wing radio, not because I care, because I'm left-wing. I haven't voted since 2012. Why? Because Obama was cool and he's from Chicago. I don't believe in politicians. I think they're all scumbags. You heard me say it earlier. But I always respect these Republican talk show hosts that just continue with the bit. All these guys that have been like, COVID's not real, COVID's not real, COVID's not real. And then some of them are dying from it. Well, this famous guy, Dennis Prager, he's like kind of libertarian, kind of Republican, kind of a rich, elitist, out of touch, douchebag, hack radio host. And he purposely got COVID-19. And now I don't wish death upon anybody, but I bet if he ends up dying from it, because he's an old guy, he's in his 70s. I wonder when his life is flashing before his eyes, he'll either be two things. He'll go, it was worth it because I made millions and I'm a narcissist, or B, maybe you go, it wasn't worth it.
If you have been doing everything you can to avoid getting COVID, you will find this baffling. 73-year-old conservative radio host Dennis Prager says he got the disease on purpose.
And the only reason that you did this as well is because nobody's talking about Dennis Prager. People talk about Dan Bongino, which I will get to in a second. People talk about Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, but no one, and Adam Carolla, and this guy I went to high school with, Charlie Kirk. Now he's the authority on politics. I'm like, and nerd was in my class. Anywho, I'm not jealous. But nobody ever goes, actually, I wouldn't be jealous of spreading political propaganda. I'll do my part-time radio job, producing shows on the weekend and doing this podcast. I don't need your millions, Charlie Kirk. But nobody has ever gone, oh my God, I am such a fan of Dennis Prager. He is so great. I love the way he thinks he's smarter than us.
First, he poo-pooed the vaccine. Then he said he hugged thousands of people in hopes of contracting the virus. As Stephen Fabian reports, he got his wish.
That's got to be weird when Dennis Prager, unless he was given bad hugs or mouth hugs, you never know anymore. Not that that's a bad thing, but just covering my tracks. What I'm saying is it's got to be weird when Dennis Prager probably wasn't a friendly guy, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, Linda in the sales department. She's like, get away from me. He's like, hey, can I get a hug?
A stunning admission today from famed conservative radio host Dennis Prager. Mm-hmm. He's battling COVID and says he got it on purpose.
And it's such a disrespect to everybody that's died from it. I don't care what you say about the vaccine. I do believe it's a choice. Do I think it's a good choice to not get the vaccine? No. But do I think you should be able to do what you want to your body? I guess. I don't know. Don't get mad about that opinion. I don't care that much. But COVID's definitely real. I lost one of my cousins to it. I lost a friend to it. Everyone knows somebody that died from it. So you can say what you want about masks and that. And I'm not saying it's not cool to wear a mask, and I'm not saying it's cool to wear a mask. Believe what you want. But everybody seems to be in a common agreement that there's people that died from COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be against masks and against the vaccine. That's fine. But nobody has ever gone, I want to feel sick. So the fact that Dennis Prager did that shows that he's unoriginal, he can't come up with real content, and he's a sociopath.
I have COVID.
Instead of protecting himself from COVID, 73-year-old Prager says he went out of his way to catch it.
I left my mansion for once and went amongst the common people that don't listen to my radio show.
Engaged with strangers, constantly hugging them.
Yeah, going to the bathroom at the bus stop.
I'm taking photos with them.
Yeah, this guy's not weird at all.
Knowing that I was making myself very susceptible to getting COVID, which is indeed, as bizarre as it sounded, what I wanted.
Prager.
Yeah, because you're a weird guy. You probably also would love to go to a sex club. and just go there and watch and be like, this is a cinematic experience.
Was seen coughing during the broadcast from
Oh, shut up, all these dumb right-wing guys.
His home. He looked.
I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you, and I talk louder than you, so I think I'm smarter than you. I've ever heard that before.
Looked drained and ill. He has opposed the COVID vaccine and prefers to build natural immunity.
Then what's the natural immunity? Like, I kind of know what that means, but that is Prager. If you're so for natural immunity, tell me right now. Don't just go, theater of the mind, I'm sick. If you really believe that natural immunity is the way to go, explain it to us, scientist, hack, right-wing nutjob known as Dennis Prager. That was a long sentence.
Doctors are warning what he did was reckless, especially given his...
No, going around hugging people at age 73, trying to get COVID. That's a good idea.
This is a deadly disease. We don't encourage people to go out and get a deadly disease.
And sadly, I bet a lot of his fans think it's a good idea, so they literally need a doctor to go on TV to tell you not to do it. That's where our country's at.
The hope that they survive it and don't end up having long-term consequences.
Got it.
Natural immunity does provide protection. We don't.
Alrighty, I'm getting bored now. We got it. All right. And then, you know what I love? Before I get into this rant. I'm coughing because I'm dying. That's what happens. I do that passive-aggressive laugh, and then I get a cough. Hear me out. I don't care if you get the vaccine, you're not original, you're not cool, you're getting a shot. And I don't care if you don't get the vaccine, you're not a tough guy, you're not a rebel, you're not going against authority, you're just not getting a shot. I'm sick and tired of everybody going, yeah, man, going against the man and the government by not getting Pfizer. No, you're just not getting a shot. The people that work at Pfizer aren't even sure if the shot works. No one knows if it doesn't work or it does work. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nobody knows what's going on because this is the first time in our lifetime we've had a pandemic. So this whole thing, I'm being a justice warrior by not getting the shot. I'm being inspirational. You know, you're just being an asswipe. Why? Because you're making it about you. Are you being an asswipe because you're not getting the vaccine? Maybe, but you're being an asswipe because you're making yourself out to be this hero. Watch out for me, insert truck driver from Bradenton. I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm a man of America. What does that even mean? I'm Kyrie Irving. I don't want to play basketball anymore, so I'm hiding behind a vaccine to be a martyr because I... Shut up. Everybody, shut up. It doesn't matter. Either you get it or you don't. You're not cool. You're not above everybody if you get it, and you're not against anybody if you don't get it. No one cares. No one cares. We're all trying to get by in life. We're all trying to figure out how to live here as long as we should be alive and to make money. And then you have conservative radio host Dan Bongino threatening to quit Cumulus Media's unethical and immoral COVID vaccine policy, even though he has the jab. This is nothing more than a publicity stunt. Rush Limbaugh was even making the news before he died. And Dan Bongino is this macho. I have the American flag on my shirt and in my show logo. I'm patriotic, bro. I love this country. I'm Dan Bongino. And I do steroids for this country, man. Yeah, say what you want about Rush Limbaugh, but he was a good talker. Did I agree with anything Rush Limbaugh ever said or think he was delightful? No. But was the guy a good talker? Yes. But this is just Dan Bongino. Not sure. It's kind of like when David Lee Roth and Rover and Adam Carolla replaced Howard Stern 16 years ago and bombed. It's the same thing. They're looking for publicity. So they're going, complain about the vaccine, even though he got it. We're going to be viewed in 100 years and laughed at. Just saying.
Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, Devin Booker, is calling her out.
Of course he would call her out. Yeah.
The 24-year-old basketball player seemingly called out his 25-year-old model girlfriend's pumpkin carving skills on Twitter on Monday, writing, "Pumpkin don't count if you used a stencil." A few hours later, the former reality star reacted to his tweet, writing, "I feel personally attacked." The playful Twitter exchange came hours after the supermodel posted a photo on her Instagram stories of the carving station at her house. The picture featured three pumpkins, carving tools, brushes, and paint.
I want that to be a first world problem where I'm not carving my pumpkins correctly because I'm millionaires. They don't have real problems.
The Keeping Up with the Kardashians alum then showed off the finished product, two freshly carved pumpkins. Devin opted to recreate the face of Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Kendall crafted a smiling pumpkin with a toothy grin.
I don't know. I feel like Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are probably a fun couple. They're dandy to be around. I feel like because they're low-key and they never make it about them, I feel like they would be a lot of fun to be around. Like, I get really good energy from them. I've never met them. I don't know what the hell they're like, but I would assume they're delightful.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment, and we are starting off with Kristen Cavallari. The Hill star was on the off.
Why? Was she hanging out with Jake Cutler again?
The Vine podcast with Caitlin Bristow and revealed that her marriage with Jay Cutler was toxic. Kristen went on to share that she believed the relationship was such a roller coaster.
Jay Cutler being toxic? That would never happen. He seems like such a good guy.
And that the best decision she ever made was ending it. Mm. The mother of three did share that she tried to keep the marriage alive and that they even went on a couple dates months ago, but ultimately she decided it was best to just let it go.
Yeah.
Recall Kristen and Jay announced their divorce in April 2020 after 6 years of marriage. And since then, Kristen's been reportedly dating country singer Chase Rice.
She was also banging at comedian Jeff Dye. A good for him.
But all right, speaking of couples splitting up, Tori Spelling fueled some more divorce rumors.
Oh, I bet she's dandy to be around.
After she was spotted outside of her lawyer's office, yelling on the phone, not wearing her wedding ring. Mm-hmm. A picture of the actress also showed her carrying a notepad that had the words custody.
Of course she would. She's making it about her. Custody, income, everything.
Court and assets written on the agenda for the day.
Yeah, she wants everybody to look at her. I'm irrelevant.
While this scene did not look too good and hinted at an impending divorce, the 90210 actress and her husband, Dean McDermott, have been shutting down rumors of marriage trouble for months now.
Yeah, they don't want to admit that they failed. I don't even know what their relationship's like. I don't really know what this guy does, but he seems like a pretentious douchebag. And also, Tori Spelling is. So they probably made a good couple for a while, but you can only have pretentious douchebags around each other so long.
Well, just last month, Dean shut down divorce rumors while on the Feminine Warrior podcast. Hollywood Life reached out to both Tori and Dean's representatives and lawyers for comment, but at this...
I don't care anymore.
Time, we have not received a response.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, what do you guys think?
Let us know
in the comments. Okay, but switching gears a bit to Alex Rodriguez, because it seems like the trolling just won't stop. While reporting post-game coverage for the MLB playoffs game between the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros, crowd members began shouting Jennifer Lopez's name as well as...
I love it. That douchebag brought it upon himself.
Things about her new boyfriend, Ben Affleck. The fans were so ruthless that even at one point, one fan could be heard asking the former New York Yankees player what his favorite Ben Affleck movie was.
You know, that bothers him. He wants to punch everybody in the face. And he would probably figure out a way to cheat along the way.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. I'm a man of my words. I'm telling you the truth. When I tell you to go to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's, all the info is at richkbarber.com. You can sign up for an appointment. And when you sit down in that chair, because you can't just go in and be like, "Hey, Rich, can I get a haircut?" You got to schedule ahead of time because he's busy. When you go there after scheduling at richkbarber.com and you tell him that I sent you, he will hook you up with a top-notch deal.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Board, 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 board. Board, 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 board.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, he got a fetus!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Cardi B wants to make it clear that if you have beef with her, keep her kids out of it.
Say what you want about any celebrity ever, but you're always a creep, and your hard drive should be checked if you ever make it about the kids.
We're breaking down everything that went down on her Twitter page yesterday. Let's get into it.
In case you haven't heard, Cardi is currently facing multiple charges in connection with her alleged involvement in a strip club fight back in 2018.
Ah, yeah.
Cardi's being accused of organizing an assault on Tekashi X9's girlfriend, Jade.
Yeah, her name would be Jade. That's like the most, like, rapper's girlfriend name ever. Jade. Alexandria. Yeah.
And her sister, Batty G. The sisters allege that Cardi and two associates threw glass bottles and drinks at them while they were
Isn't that what Drake and Lil Wayne did or whatever when they were in the club?
Attending at the strip club in Flushing, Queens.
Money shot time! Oh, wait, never mind.
After 2019 arraignment, Cardi pleaded not guilty to the charges, which reportedly include two counts of felony attempted assault and a charge for reckless endangerment, among others.
Those charges scare me, because I don't want to go to jail! Oh my God, I would not fit in there.
It was also recently reported that she declined to take a plea deal and she's set to appear in court next week for a hearing. If convicted, Cardi could face up to 4 years in prison.
She's not getting any of it.
Yesterday, Cardi tweeted about her court case in response to a user who tweeted, "You're going to prison." She replied, "Before I go to prison, you're going to see me breaking more records and making more M's." Adding,
You go, Cardi.
Tongue emoji. Well, while this seemed quite playful, an internet troll came at Cardi in response.
No, you don't do that.
And felt the need to bring Cardi and Offset's children into the conversation. In a tweet that has since been deleted by the original user, they wrote, "Ma'am, you better get the best lawyers out there because you know damn well Offset ain't gonna be there for your kids."
Man, you're weird. Whoever that person is, if you have kids, I'm sure you're not there for them. And if you don't have kids, whatever you need to be there for, even if it's your pet rock, you are definitely not there for them. Christmas!
This tree is so beautiful.
This is the new Lori Loughlin movie. It's her in a small town looking at a tree, and it's really cold out, and there's horses everywhere.
Being here has got me thinking of me and my sister.
Yeah, we cheated our way into college.
I don't know what would have happened without you.
We wouldn't have had no mom for 6 months.
Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Nothing has made me happier than being your mom.
Yeah, I want you to go to college because I want to live through you.
You mean it?
This acting's phenomenal. I mean... I'm just waiting on Corey Chase to walk in.
With all my heart.
I wonder if they banged after that scene. shows another Christmas tree and are hanging out. This is the first footage of her as Abigail Stanton in When Hope Calls. It's her in front of this tree again with her son.
This tree is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Being here has got me thinking of me and my sister.
Yeah.
I don't know what would have happened without you.
Oh, Cody. Nothing has made me happier than being your mom.
Oh, my God. You know what this reminds me of? Don't take my lemons. That's what it exactly reminds me of if this loads. James Dean at his finest.
Silly.
I'm so glad that
this is from a porn. We're not going to show the sexual part, but this is the acting. And his acting is as good as that Hallmark movie that Lori Loughlin, whatever, dumb name, and made.
Silly.
I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
Me too.
And sprouted fruitful lemony lemons.
I know, me too. I mean, imagine, we can make lemonade, key lemon pie, lemon meringue pie.
I think it's the most valuable property that we have.
I'm not kidding. This acting is as good as whatever I just played.
I do agree. I think we should go to the bank and get a loan. Actually, I think we should just get lemon tree insurance.
I love you, son. I'm so proud of the way you brought home lemons. You make me so proud.
I think you're right.
And then get a loan and use the lemon tree as collateral because it is now insured. I truly do love our lemon tree.
Just imagine a life full of lemon trees.
I know. And all our beautiful lemons.
Endless possibilities.
Endless possibilities. They're so beautiful.
I wish I was a lemon.
You wish you were a lemon? If you were a lemon, I would put you on my shelf and cherish you.
I mean, no joke. This is better acting than whatever I just played. And it gets good.
Like, I cherish all our lemons.
That's so beautiful.
I try.
But I only hope that the whores aren't stealing our lemons. You know, those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community.
Those damn lemon-stealing whores.
I hate them. Because no one will take our prized lemons from us.
Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree?
It has been about 10 seconds till we looked at our lemon tree.
Hey!
Hey, what the fuck?
It's a...
I don't know how we're going to go from talking about lemon tree whores to Kourtney Kardashian, but we'll try.
And now it's time to hop aboard the love train with Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
And the lemon tree.
Travis and Kourtney, they were still in Montecito the day after they got engaged. They went to go see the railroad tracks that's there. It's apparently really big at this hotel.
Yes, the Rosewood Hotel, built around train tracks where trains actually roll through the hotel. People love to go see them because of the history, the practicality, and of course...
It's a very Instagrammy place to go take photos.
Priorities, people.
They were spotted kissing, taking photos.
I want to know what they're like in real life. What they're like after they have a lot of Mexican food, what they're like after a bad day at the office, even though they don't work. I'm just saying, I don't care about their Instagram life. I want to see their real life.
She had her ring on.
Jeez, if the sun hits that monster, it could derail a train. But now that the two are engaged, the next stop on the love train is clearly a Hot Topic, because Kourtney's going to have...
Travis Barker just looks like Hot Topic.
Have to change her whole wardrobe.
Isn't it weird that she's totally changed her brand because of the guy?
She has to dress like this forever now.
No, they'll get a divorce in about 5 years.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker just upgraded their status from boyfriend-girlfriend to fiancés.
Oh, good for them!
And now a source...
They moved even faster than I did with my ex 4 years ago.
Is telling ET how her ex, Scott Disick, feels about it. Quote, Scott is stewing over Kourtney and Travis's engagement and not happy at all. He's lonely right now and not in a relationship.
Yeah, because he's tired of banging girls that were born when he was 22. I mean, come on now.
And is very jealous that things are working out for Kourtney.
Well, maybe you should have been a better husband or whatever. Scott, have more of a personality than the personality you have. Because when I think of a riveting person, I think of Scott Disick.
As a challenge.
Of course, Court and Scott share 3 children together, 11-year-old Mason.
Alrighty, so Scott Disick's not doing good. But then again, for him to be doing good, at some point, he would have had to have talent.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. Go to WestchasePrinting.com. And on the invoice, he's going to hook you up already because he's top notch. But tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Beck, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We're on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. And Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time.
Wendy, I know you're watching right now. Can't wait to have you back in that paper.
The Wendy Williams Show addresses Wendy's absence during the...
Michael Cho, who's the guest host, you know she's at home like, no, I can't be threatened. I can't have my job taken.
Season 13 premiere.
So it is time for Ask Leah.
Okay.
And Michelle.
And Leah Remini kicks off her stint as guest host, taking over for Wendy as she recovers from ongoing health issues.
I wish her nothing but the best. I don't like her. I don't think she's talented, but I don't wish anything upon anybody.
Got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, you do.
During Monday's season 13 premiere, the daytime talk show kicked off with a four-person panel.
We are so happy to be here, aren't we? Yeah. How you doing?
That included Michael Yo, Bevy Smith, Elizabeth Wagmeister, and Devin Simone.
Let's jump into some hot topics, shall we?
Although the panel members didn't share any updates about Wendy's health condition, they did take a moment to send her a heartfelt message.
What are they supposed to say? She's doing absolutely awful? I mean, come on.
I know you're watching right now on behalf of myself. Off the panel, your co-host, we love you and can't wait to have you back in that paper.
Oh, I'm sure you love her. You care about her so much.
Kate Middleton and Prince William only have eyes for each other. The Duke and Duchess.
Yeah, besides when they're cheating on each other.
Duchess of Cambridge snuck in an affectionate moment during the festivities at the first annual Earthshot Prize this past weekend.
Oh, thank God we got to see the affection of Prince William and Kate Middleton. Just what I need to see.
Royal photographer Chris Jackson captured a snap of Kate tenderly putting an arm around her husband backstage.
And that is so staged in the backstage. Why? If it was some person randomly taking a picture of an intimate moment, like the intimate moment in Columbus, Ohio, between Urban Meyer and his side chick, then I would believe that it's a real picture. But when it's taken... Like I said, when it's taken by a royal photographer, it makes you wonder if it's staged.
Looked at each other with smiling eyes. In another precious photo, the married pair emerged from behind a curtain, and Will looked back on his wife as she grinned ear to ear. A third image showed William hanging out solo backstage.
Oh, wow, they're taking Instagram pictures. They're relatable. Speaking of somebody that's not relatable, Meghan Markle's dad. Actually, I feel like a lot of people can relate to having fathers like him.
I think Harry has abandoned the Queen, his grandma. Family, the British people, and the army.
Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle, had heart.
Just what we need to hear from this douchebag again. Actually, I'm not going to give him the time of day then. Yeah, he slams Prince Harry's new book, probably because Prince Harry makes him look bad. Speaking of someone that makes themselves look bad.
Following her shocking but brief ban from TikTok, Addison Rae is turning her sights toward another social media platform for a brand new Snapchat show. Let's get into the details.
Addison Rae being on TikTok was being on Netflix. You were on the mainstream. And then she gets banned from TikTok. So going on a Snapchat, going on Snapchat to have your own show is like going from Netflix to going to Hulu. It's pretty good, but it's not TikTok. It's not the main thing.
Details.
It's been a big year for the 21-year-old social media star. In August, Addison made her acting debut in Netflix's He's All That, a gender-flipped remake of the 90s rom-com She's All That, and she recently attended her first Met Gala.
Oh, but good. I'm so worried about how her social life's doing. Thanks for letting me know.
Despite all her recent success, Addison found herself in hot water with the very...
Yeah, me too. I was in a bath. Imagine me taking a bath.
Platform that skyrocketed her to stardom, TikTok. In case you missed it, the queen of TikTok was temporarily banned from the app last week, and it's believed that it was for participating in a popular trend where users flip their cameras to close in on their hips and backside before swaying to the beat of Pocket Rocket by Coachee.
Well, she was doing us a service. Thank you, Addison. How dare you ban that TikTok? Oh, I need to see another President Trump impersonation 2018 called. Wow, somebody did an impersonation of Gary Vee. Wow, someone's doing an impersonation of irritating people at retail stores. No, but this angel provides us a video of her consensually showing the body that she works hard on. Oh, it's too edgy for TikTok. But thank God they got all the horror things. Oh, thank God.
Apparently, the video Addison posted violated TikTok's community guidelines, and her account was temporarily banned from the platform. But
I need all the conspiracy theories and fake news, please.
But lucky for her and her fans, her account was reactivated the next morning, and Addison was able to continue making TikToks for her 85 million followers.
That's a lot of followers.
And while her TikTok platform is now back up and running, Addison...
Do you ever think about how creepy the word follower is? Like, they're following you.
...and is inked a deal with another social media platform, Snapchat. She'll star in her own show titled Addison Rae Goes Home.
Alrighty, good for her.
But despite receiving a ton of congratulations for their engagement... Courtney and Travis have received a little shade as well. Recall this week, we reported that Shanna Mokler, who's Travis's ex, posted some cryptic messages on her Instagram story after the engagement was announced. Whoa. Well, sources close to Courtney tell Hollywood Life exclusively that the mother of three is unbothered by the negativity.
I would be too. She's a dirty, rotten person. Oh, we're so worried about the opinions of a midlife crisis douchebag. I'm also talking about Travis Barker.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
Thank you guys for letting him go. I'm convinced that the Northport Police Department allowed this to happen. There's no way, even though I find Grady Judd annoying and he even says, I love a camera, but Grady Judd would have got this guy in a second.
Apparent human remains have...
Chad Cronister, the man of honor, would have found him in a second. I don't know who the hell the Pinellas County Sheriff is, and I don't think we need to. Nothing's really going well in Pinellas County.
Apparent human remains have been found in the same area personal belongings of Brian Laundrie were located, in a nature reserve in Florida, officials told NBC News on Wednesday. The partial human remains were located in the Carlton Reserve, in a location...
It's gotta be weird, like, just having a job where you're looking for dead bodies, or a body. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be a little morbid.
kitchen that was previously underwater, and were found near a backpack that was consistent with items Laundrie may have had in his possession, a senior law enforcement official told NBC News.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days. I know you have a lot of questions.
Yeah, we do.
But we don't have all the answers yet.
You guys have not had any of the answers since day one. You guys have sucked every part of this.
We are working diligently to get those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're working so hard.
Jesus Christ.
Don't know how you let him leave. It's just infuriating. Again, it's like, how do I word it? Like, all these elected officials growing up as a kid, you think all the elected officials and the authority are looking out for you, but no, they're just trying to make a paycheck, which is fine. But I don't care. I'm done. I'm so checked out. It doesn't matter. There's a new list of the top 100 shows of the 21st century. Number one is The Wire, the greatest show ever. My girlfriend didn't like it. I was disappointed. It's not for everybody. Two, Mad Men. A little boring for me. Three, Breaking Bad. Not a fan. Four, Fleabag. Never heard of it. The Americans, number eight. Wow, that's an underrated show. I will tweet out the list. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. It's from the Daily Mail. We're just going through a little speed round, getting the show over with. Dr. Dre served with divorce papers at his grandmother's funeral, but refused to accept them, requiring the process server to drop them to ground. Sounds like things are going great with Dr. Dre. He seems like somebody who goes against the law of attraction. I'm not saying that he hasn't had success, but there's really not good things that surround Dr. Dre. Good music, crappy headphones. Also, this is before they potentially found Brian Laundrie. Again, today, it's Wednesday, October 20th. How did the time fly? Because it flies, I guess. I don't know. So, by the time you're listening, there might be new updates. But going on, it says here, Dog the Bounty Hunter leaves Florida for Colorado, not giving up the Laundrie search. He's just looking for attention, and we gave it to him, and it's very unfortunate. We sit around and we claim to be against racism and homophobicism and transphobicism, but we give Dog the Bounty Hunter a platform. If that's not hypocritical, I'm not sure what is. Also in the news, Chris Brown, Kyrie Irving is a hero for going against the vax. It's not surprising to me that somebody who's a woman beater, who's had a lot of issues with the law and is a talented person but not a good person, would think that's a good idea. And that would be Chris Brown defending Kyrie Irving. They're made for each other. Former NBA player Delonte West reportedly relapsed and he was arrested for banging on police doors while intoxicated. Hi, can I get arrested, please? Remember those rumors that Delonte West was banging LeBron's mom, man? They were teammates. Also on the news, Cowboys safety DeMonte Kazee is taken in for drunk driving after police pulled him over for failing to use signal and he admitted to drinking. Doesn't sound like the smartest person. I'm not saying they're smart people that drink and drive, but there probably are a decent amount. But you're a little dumb for driving behind the wheel while drunk when you can just pay for an Uber, especially when you're a millionaire football player. But I would never expect somebody who tells the cops, I've been drinking, because the whole point is to keep your mouth shut. I wouldn't expect him to make good choices. So I'm not surprised he, committed a DUI. Finally, influencer from one of those sexual shows, Harry Jowsey, he banged out Larsa Pippen, and he's banged a lot of women. He apologizes for using a homophobic slur referring to James Charles. Delightful. We got homophobic slurs going around. People are awful. People are awful, man. But you know what was not awful? The fact that you are hearing me say these words because you listened through the whole show. Go to every single podcasting platform. Stitcher, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that. Search up Hoppy Radio, HLPPE Radio. We're on Z Radio Live. It's on the Odyssey app and all the platforms, ZRadioLive.com, every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. At Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Snapchat won't let me change the name, so it's Hoppy Radio. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I will be sure to respond to your text, and you can leave me a voicemail, and I'll play it on air. RyanHoppyRadio.com. This has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. At TampaBayHotSauce.com, this has been brought to you by West Chase Printing at WestChaseprinting.com. This has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. This has been brought to you by FitzHFitness.com and RichKBarber.com. RyanHoppyRadio.com for all the info. And if you heard this show and you are interested in syndicating it, Hoppy in the Morning is going to be manifested, and it's going to be a good day. So let's begin right now by saying, I appreciate you listening to Hoppy in the Morning on
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.